Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. Here's some trivia. They're 2.5 million strong, more than 1.7 million girls, and 750,000 adults believe in the power. And this sound is the power of Girl Scout cookies. Whoa! Good morning, everybody. We got some new best friends. We got Jagisa Thatcher with us. She is a Girl Scout cookie mom.
Hello.
Girl Scout cookie mom.
Go, Girl Scout cookie mom.
And you know what? Girl Scout cookie mom should get a badge.
Absolutely. Or a patch or a tiara.
Or gas money. Something.
Something.
And you brought your lovely, lovely daughter, Karina Gore.
Yes. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, okay, let's jump into the cookies. I am holding in my hand the new cookie, the Lemon Ups.
Yes,
that
you
has
are.
Inspiration printed on the cookie.
Mm-hmm. Makes Each cookie has its own message.
Okay, so talk to us, talk to us.
They say inspiring things like, I'm a go-getter, or I'm a leader. So you feel inspired while you're eating the cookie.
Ooh.
And you feel like you're inspiring other girls by buying the Girl Scout cookies as well.
So both of you have had the new Lemon Ups.
Yes, delicious.
We have.
How would you judge this cookie? Would you give it a 5 being the top?
So the packaging and the marketing, absolutely a 5. And probably about a 4.5 as far as taste.
Okay, got it. Because we've had experience. How long have you been a cookie mom?
Oh, gosh. This is my 6th year for the troop. Yep. Yep.
Wow. So this cookie right here that I'm holding in my hand are Girl Scout s'mores.
Yes.
How would we put this on a scale from 1 to 5 for your taste buds? Because some people just love the Lemon Ups.
True, true.
Yeah, I know some people who love s'mores and others it's not their favorite. But I'd say overall, also a 4.5.
4.5.
Yeah, and they taste like real s'mores if you actually microwave them. A little cookie hack.
Okay.
Just for a few seconds, and they get all soft. Literally like 6 to 7 seconds, that's about it. And then it'll just soften enough. It'll taste just like a real Girl Scout s'more.
Which reminds you of memories.
Exactly, the memories of camping and chocolate and marshmallows and graham cracker. Delish. Yeah.
So I'm a home chef. I would put that warm s'more cookie on top of a nice scoop of cold vanilla ice cream.
Perfect. We're coming over to your house.
Okay. Okay. Here's one. You can't hear it, but
that's a favorite.
Thin mints. Some people love, that's all they order is thin mints.
Yeah. I have a friend who ordered 10 boxes of thin mints. I know.
So that's 20 sleeves.
Yes,
it is. You eat it by the sleeve. You know that, right? Yeah. You eat it by the sleeve. How would you prepare your cookie to enter your mouth? With a thin mint.
I mean, some people like them just as snacks, just how they come. Other people I know like to freeze them. Or you can also try heating them up. I haven't tried that, but it's chocolate. So I feel like for a few seconds warmer, it might taste even better. But
And then if you get your vanilla ice cream, this is the perfect crunch cookie to put in it.
You can't go wrong with a thin mint.
You can't. Okay, I'm freezing it. Okay, the other cookie, tagalongs. Either you love it or you don't.
I love tagalongs. They're shortbread with peanut butter and chocolate. Little bite of heaven right there. You just pop right in your mouth. And yes, you can easily eat the whole box, unfortunately.
I'm thinking you could probably throw that in one cookie at a time, whereas the thin mint, you do want to crunch on it and make it 2 bites.
Yes, you can definitely one.
Okay. And you can make friends around the office if you have them.
Definitely. Definitely.
Ooh, here we go. Who knows how to do the do-si-do?
We love do-si-dos. Those are delicious.
I like it because it's, to me, the true peanut butter cookie. But then how would you compare that to the tagalong?
True. Do-si-dos are the oatmeal and peanut butter.
Yeah, and tagalongs are more for your chocolate lovers. So I feel like a do-si-do is a healthier option if you still want to enjoy Girl Scout cookies without as much sugar.
You guys did have a healthy option at one time, didn't you?
We did. Thank you very much, Munch. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Much, yep.
Yeah, this is like my first year of Girl Scouts.
Did you like those?
It's kind of like a granola bar cookie kind of taste, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. But s'mores have been around since,
the
beginning
Samoas.
Of time.
We love Samoas, yep.
because you like that little coconut. I like it because it's got a bite full of everything.
Yes.
Yeah, Samoas and Thin Mints by far are the two most popular. Everyone loves them.
And the best cookie to drink tea with?
Trefoils, for sure.
Yeah, just put some hot tea and some trefoils.
Yes, trefoils are delicious shortbread cookies.
Yeah, they're a classic. You can't really go wrong with them.
Okay, what's a more breakfast cookie and what's an 11 o'clock p.m. cookie?
I think a breakfast cookie, maybe the trefoils, just because they're simple, not too much sugar, too early. And then an 11 o'clock snack, probably Thin Mints or Samoas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's throw the breakfast cookie in with some milk, a bowl of milk, and just crunch it up. That's an expensive bowl of cereal.
Absolutely.
If you're just now tuning in, we got new best friends. So, Karina, when did you start as a Girl Scout? Or did you start it as a Brownie? Bring us up to speed.
So I started Girl Scouts as a Brownie in second grade. This is actually my 10th year in Girl Scouts. So my whole life almost.
But you've learned a lot.
Yes, I have.
Because if you want to be an entrepreneur, they say try being a Girl Scout first. Because it really kind of molds you into that entrepreneur.
It does. It kind of teaches you project management, organization, people skills, even just the girls that come up to you at the booths.
Yeah, I feel like I became a lot more social through cookie booths and cookie sales because you have to interact with people or you're not going to sell anything.
And speaking of cookies, the final weekend for Girl Scout cookie sales is this weekend, March 8th and 9th. However, if you still need to get cookies, you can get them at the Girl Scouts Hornets Nest Council at 7007 Idlewild at the store, and that'll probably be only through the end of March, because cookie season is how many months long?
It's only 3 months out of the year, so you need to take advantage of buying cookies while you can. And if you can't go to council, you can also talk to your favorite Girl Scout, maybe see if she has any leftover cookies, because we always have something.
So who can we shout out right now who's bought the most cookies from you? Like, who would that be?
I have to shout out two people. First, my neighbors, the Ryans. They, over the years, they've probably purchased 100 boxes from me, maybe even more. And then my friend Henry actually bought 32 boxes this year, which is a lot.
Thank you, Henry.
I know. Can we keep up with Henry?
Yeah.
Wow, Henry, he's doing it for the year. I think he's buying for the entire year.
Yeah, he's stocking up because you can freeze the Thin Mints, you can freeze the Samoas.
So, 9 years as a Girl Scout. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite memory? Because I know you have camps.
Yeah, I've had so many cool experiences through Girl Scouts. I've met so many people. I've met Mae Jemison. I've tried all these new things. But I have to say my favorite memory was 2 years ago. In the fall, I went to the Girl Scout International Conference, National Conference in Columbus, Ohio. And it was like this convention and there were Girl Scouts all around me. And it was just amazing to see how many people around me like were going through similar things, but from all different states all across the U.S.
And that's so refreshing, Mom, right? To see all that positivity.
Absolutely. Karina is unique in that she's been through three different school systems. She was at a charter school, a public school, and now a private school. But for her, the constant for her has always been her Girl Scout troop, right from the beginning, having them from second grade all the way now to 11th grade.
Wow. And drum roll, please. Earned your bronze and silver.
Yay. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you have to do that?
So my bronze award, I completed as a junior. So that would be around fifth grade. And we actually collected books for the Salvation Army Center of Hope. And then when we got there, we realized there was nowhere to put the books. So we actually came back and set up a library and built shelves and everything. Like some weeks later, we got to see the library and see that the books were being taken because people were reading them. So that was really empowering to see others benefiting.
And that's what Girl Scouts is all about, for others to benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you guys, I say you guys, but Girl Scouts raises entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you say that might be the future for you, an entrepreneur, maybe sales? Yeah, I mean, you do such good cookie sales.
I think that could be an option, but because of Girl Scouts, I've learned adaptability. I've been in many different situations. So I also feel like I could go into something with younger girls. Being an older Girl Scout, I've gotten to be a role model for these younger girls, and I've also been a camp counselor. So I think I might want to do something with kids or with teaching.
Oh, how's it make you feel, Mom?
Proud.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about words. If you had a word that described you, what would it be? Go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, or leader?
I think I would either say go-getter or leader for myself.
Go-getter or leader. So, Mom, what would be your word? Ooh. Go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, or leader?
I guess go-getter as well.
Yeah. Go-getter. Okay. So what would be your daughter's? How do you look at your daughter?
She's absolutely a risk-taker.
So how do you view Mom?
I mean, I think my mom is all of these, but especially a leader and an innovator. She always has all these creative ideas and is always leading the family.
Aww. And those are some of the inspirations on the cookies, on the Lemon Ups, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Inspiring, something inspiring. Well, I remember my last visit to the Pods, which I just thought I was going to the Girl Scouts Hornets, right?
Yeah.
The Hornets Nest
the Council.
Council. The Hornets Nest Council on Idlewild. And when I got there, I'm like, they said, go back in the back in the Pods. I was like, what are you talking about?
There's these
cute pods, and each pod has a different name and represent something new. So talk about those pods.
So I think there's 5 pods. They're these big wooden, I guess, like house-shaped structures. And they're perfect facilities for, like, camping or any sort of activities. And we actually have the day camps at Council. And so in those camps, we stay in the pods for younger girls who aren't ready to be away from home yet. We actually have a one-night overnight part of that camp. So they get that independence and experience of being away at camp without actually leaving Charlotte. So yeah, like you feel like you're outdoors, like camping, when you're really just by the Council.
Do you guys cook outside if you're at the pods spending the night? Because I know you do have a kitchen.
I don't think we cook outside, just because like a fire would be a hazard to the
That's a lot of trees back there too.
And all the wood, yeah.
Definitely.
But I think I have, I know I've taught how to build a campfire there. So I feel like we do campfires. We just don't really cook, but we have done s'mores.
So it's being an innovator, it's being a risk taker. And if you were to say, what would be your favorite activity? Because I know you're working on your gold.
Yes.
So could you tie that in? Like, what would your gold award, what would you do for the gold award? Because how many hours is that?
70 hours.
70 hours. Yep. That's a long time.
Well, through Girl Scouts, I've gotten to work a lot with kids. So I want to do something that helps with education or maybe literacy rates. Just because after my bronze and seeing how in need these kids were of books, I want to give them the same opportunities I've been able to have growing up.
That makes you proud, doesn't it, Mom?
It does.
Yeah, and she's going to go to college soon. 11th grade.
It's around the corner.
It is around the corner. Do you have any more girls, boys? What you got?
Do
you
have a big brother.
Yeah,
I have a brother.
Oh, you got to shout your friends and family out.
Yeah, my brother's in California right now. So, hi, Sagan, if you're listening to this, which you are not because you will not be awake.
We'll send him a copy of the show.
Yeah, we'll send him a recording.
With a box of cookies. What's his favorite cookie?
Samoas.
Yeah, Samoas.
Around the house, is it the Samoa that wins?
I think it's the Tagalong. Peanut butter chocolate.
Mom really likes Tagalongs.
Okay, so Mom, you can be honest with me.
Karina likes trefoils. I like Tagalongs.
I also like the Lemon Ups.
Be honest, Mom. How many cookies do we have at the house? How many boxes of cookies do we have?
Any unsold boxes are mine. I'll have to buy them.
Yeah.
Claim those cookies.
1 year we had 600 boxes in our house at once.
We did. So. Not unsold, just
all sold.
Yeah, all sold.
Got it. All right. So we got to get out and get these cookies. And for the slow pokes, they can go on down to Idlewild.
Yes, to the Girl Scouts
Princess Council.
Got it. All right. Let's do this. Find some kind of cookie situation location on some kind of cookie tracker. Find these girls and get those cookies.
Yes. They should be everywhere this weekend still. All the malls and usually Walmarts and Harris Teeters and all of the fine establishments that support Girl Scouts.
Got it. And the only fundraiser that goes on is Girl Scout cookies, correct?
Yeah. There are fall sales, but not everyone participates in them. The cookies are our main way. And that's what Girl Scouts are known for. So selling cookies really helps us. For my bronze and silver award, I was able to use that cookie money to help me give back in my community as well.
Cool. I just thought of a fundraiser, a cookie eating contest.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right?
That would be fun.
All right, Neff. We got to shout out Neff.
Yes.
Neffeteria. Yay.
Hey,
and Colleen.
And Miss Colleen.
Miss Colleen.
Yeah. Yay. She's the reason we're here today.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got to have a cookie eating contest. I don't know when we're going to have it, but maybe. Wash it down with milk.
definitely.
Or eat it with ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream sounds good, too.
All right. This sounds like fun. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, your 1 hour of Public Talk Radio is up. You got to go out and get your Girl Scout cookies. I'm your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie, and I will see you back here next weekend, same time, same station. Until we meet, darling, I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Pop, it's showtime. Showtime. Guess who's back again? Oh, they don't know. Downtown. Oh, they don't know. Downtown. I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Showed up. I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Designer mix. Yeah. Eaglewood's finest shoes. Woo-woo. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.